No Pirates Allowed, Said Library Lou by Rhonda Gallo Green. At Sea Breezy Library, things were just right. Book lovers were cozy, the sky was blue bright. When shiver me timbers, through Sea Breezy's door, stormed Big Pirate Pete and his parrot Igor. Where be the treasure? X marks the spot. We dig up your loot and steal all you got.
Squawk!
Igor squawked, as Pete muttered an arg. Then Big Pirate Pete let loose with a scary, so there. Chills ran down spines as those readers all shook. They hid behind bookshelves, but ventured a look. And what was that odor? Disgusting P.U. But no one at Sea Breezy knew what to do. Except Library Lou, who dashed over to see what all that unruly commotion could be.
May I help you? Lou asked with a pinch of a frown. This is a library. Shh, quiet down.
Arg, Big Pete thundered. Don't waste me day. Walk the plank, saucy lass, or show me the way. At Sea Breezy then, you could hear a pin drop. All that tough, ruffian talk and squawk stopped. For Library Lou looked Pete right in the eye as Pete stood his ground with a snarl, oh my. Tangled by Emma Chase. Anchorman, the Legend of Ron Burgundy was on right now. I've watched it 3 times today, but I haven't laughed yet. Not once. Maybe the 4th time's the charm, huh? Now there's a pounding at my door. Freaking doorman. What the hell is he here for? He's gonna be sorry when he gets his Christmas tip this year. You can bet your ass. I ignored the pounding, though it comes again and again.
Drew, I know you're in there. Open the goddamn door.
Oh no, it's the bitch. Otherwise known as my sister, Alexandra. When I say the word bitch, I mean it in the most affectionate way possible, I swear. But it's what she is. Demanding, opinionated, relentless. I'm gonna kill my doorman.
If you don't open this door, Drew, I'm calling the police to break it down. I swear to God.
See what I mean? I grasp the pillow that's been resting on my lap since the flu started. I push my face into it and inhale deeply. It smells like vanilla and lavender, crisp and clean and addictive.
Drew, do you hear me?
I pull the pillow over my head, not because it smells like her, but to block out the pounding that continues at my door.
I'm taking out my phone. I'm dialing.
Alexandra's voice is whiny and warning, and I know she's not screwing around. I sigh deeply and force myself to get up off the couch. The walk to the door takes time. Each step of my stiff, aching legs is an effort. Freaking flu. I open the door and brace myself for the wrath of the bitch. She's holding the latest iPhone up to her ear with one perfectly manicured hand. Her blonde hair is pulled back in a simple but elegant knot. In a dark green purse, the same shade as her skirt, hangs from her shoulder. Lexi's all about the matching. Behind her, looking appropriately contrite in a wrinkled navy suit, is my best friend and co-worker, Matthew Fisher. I forgive you, doorman. It's Matthew who must die. The Fallen by Thomas E. Snigulski. They were wearing armor. Golden armor that glistened in the dancing light thrown from the flames of their weapons. The boy runs toward him. It seems that Aaron is suddenly visible. The boy reaches out, pleading to be saved in the language of his people. This time, he understands every word. He tries to answer, but ear-splitting shrieks fill the night. The excited cries of predators that have discovered their prey. The boy tries to run, but there are too many. Aaron can do nothing but watch as the bird-like creatures descend from the sky, falling upon the boy, his plaintive screams of terror drowned out by the beating of powerful wings. angel's wings. It was Gabriel's powerful, bed-shaking sneeze that pulled Aaron from the dream and back to the waking world. Aaron's eyes snapped open as another explosion of moisture dabbled his face. For the moment, the dream was forgotten. And all that occupied his mind was the attentions of an 80-pound Labrador retriever named Gabriel.
"Ugh,"
he moaned as he pulled his arm up from the warmth beneath the covers to wipe away the newest splattering of dog spittle. "Thanks, Gabe," he said.